fur baby. How I disdain that phrase, because I have no children, only a sprawling yard and a penchant for naming. I called my first dog Frank, hoping she would be forthright. I have loved too many closets, too many half-truths that were also half-lies. Frank refused such legacies, possessed no genes of mine to muster her best defense against, though I suppose she had some inheritance of her own to struggle with. Frank, so far as I know, never considered me a parent, never measured me unfit, though I fumed when she ate my papers, locked her in her crate for hours after she chewed through that couch in the rented house. 10 years on, when my partner left, Frank's warmth punctuated the bed, a comma behind my knees, an M-dash when her greyhound legs stretched. I bore accidental scratches, holes her claws snagged in my clothes. When I woke, we would walk to the park, tots with no fear flocking to her white beard. When passersby asked her name, I never felt the need to correct when they assumed our genders, dubbed both me and Frank him. Still, I saddled her with a moniker that may not have matched her sense of self, if she had one. She may have longed for a word more apt, more feminine, more evocative of sly delights, though her earnest glee seemed unmistakable when, as she paddled far from shore, I summoned her back, the splash of her long limbs a graceless mess. It's not true to say I wanted no children, just fewer chances at sorrow. Little did I know what honesty Frank would mother in me. Months I could not feed her enough to keep up with the rush of steroids prescribed to shrink the mass in her brain. Starved, she swallowed a whole bottle of fish oil and shat grease in the back seat all the way to the hospital. Well enough again the next day, her fur retained that scent for a year. She learned to stay as I administered injections, nursed her so long I forgot she was still sick. When it was time, I can't be sure if she heard me as I soothed her, hushed my hands on her black ears, her flank, cradled her, whispered, Frank, Frank.